Today we're talking about missing children and the fight to keep children safe. We have our friend here, the executive director of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children right here in Rochester. We're only one of six, is it six chapters in the whole country?
Actually, four altogether now. Yeah.
All right. Ed Sook, how you doing, man?
I'm doing really good.
It's
nice
been a
to
while.
See you. Yeah, it's been too long.
So now what's... Did you see there's a show? I think it's on the ID Network because I'm like one of those true crime guys.
Yeah.
There's actually a show where they're showing women posing as young women trying to, you know, get these creeps.
Yep.
And arresting these creeps. Is that, you think that's real or is that a stage thing or what?
Some of that stuff is real. There's some folks that are out there really trying to do whatever they can, you know, to help kids online, to get the bad guys offline and to, you know, try to lure them out and
right.
provide some usable information for law enforcement. Some of them are really good. Some of them are a little on the edge. And
right,
then
right.
you got to be careful because sometimes those situations contaminate investigations and,
oh,
and they don't
yeah.
always help.
Yeah, yeah. It's like to Catch a Predator. Remember that show used to be
yes,
really
indeed.
Popular on network television.
Yeah.
yeah. So now... We're here to talk about the ride, of course. That's one of the fundraisers. But I think now, today, you do so many different things. There's missing children, then there's outreach. What other things happen here locally at the center?
Yeah, well, I'm happy to tell you, Dino, that our services here at the center in Rochester have expanded really pretty dramatically over the course of the last several years.
I was going to say, it's been a while since I've talked to you.
It's been a while. When we hit the pandemic right in 2020, we all went to full telecommute across the agency, and thankfully we were prepared for that on March 13th, 2020. And everybody was very concerned, you know, as we got a couple of months into it, that we were going to face the same challenges that a lot of nonprofits
right.
faced when it came to having to reduce staff and lose people. And we went just the opposite in direction. We wound up hiring over 150 people across the agency during the course of the last three years.
No kidding.
Which is good and bad, right?
Right, yeah, because there's need. That's
absolutely.
The bad part, right?
If we're hiring people, it's good that we can do that. It's bad because the issues are strong when it comes to the victimization of kids. So what we saw happen in the pandemic is we saw, you know, obviously everybody going online, kids not being in school,
right.
staying at home, spending an inordinate amount of time online. And the predators are very good at pivoting and parrying and getting to the kids wherever they happen to be. So what we saw is dramatic increases in our cyber tip line reports.
Oh, right. Sure.
So our cyber tip line is kind of like the 911 for internet-based crimes against kids across the whole country. And the National Center runs that cyber tip line. And we saw our numbers just skyrocket.
Right.
Absolutely skyrocket. In 2019, we had about 16 million reports, 16.9 million reports of online victimization, child sexual abuse material, videos, child sex trafficking, child sex tourism, all kinds of things, mostly kids being lured online and child sexual abuse material. So 16.9 million in 2019. We got into 20. We jumped up into 21 million
wow.
reports. Huge jump. Next year, we jumped to 28 million reports.
Jeez.
And now in 2022, we just rounded out at 32 million reports.
Really?
So we didn't even see.
Well, that's good. It's getting reported, though,
yeah,
too.
Absolutely. That's the best part. It's getting reported. We know about it. We were able to hire the staff to be able to analyze those reports, cultivate the leads, get them in touch with the right law enforcement jurisdiction, and rescue these kids.
Right.
Which is fantastic. So the cool thing about what that has meant for us here in Rochester is that we added a lot of staff in Rochester.
Right.
So our entire building is full.
No kidding.
We added 20 cyber tip line.
Did you take over the whole building? Because there used to be another agency behind you in the same building.
Yeah, you betcha. We still are 275 Lake Avenue. We had the upper part of the building, and the Bavona Child Advocacy Center had the lower
right.
level for
right.
about 10 years. Then the lower level we leased out to the Volunteers of America. And right at the beginning of the pandemic, the Volunteers of America wound up leaving. So we made the decision then to hang on to the whole building and not lease it out.
Uh-huh.
And we have filled it at this point.
No kidding.
Yeah, we're up to 45 staff here in Rochester, which is an enormous amount of people that we've been able to put into the building to do this work.
And this work is mostly, they're online looking for these creeps. And they also, they watch those videos. They watch some of the content to try to find these kids.
Yeah, unfortunately, there is a lot
tough
of exposure.
Job. That's got a tough job.
Yeah, super tough job. So we've got our missing children's division, our folks that work on the missing kids cases, kids that are missing at the border, kids that are runaways and lured away. And then we have that exploited child division that works on the kids that are being victimized online. So the cyber tip line reports, kids that are found in images and video, child sexual mm-hmm. abuse images and video. And sometimes we can use the data behind the image and the video, the metadata, to
right.
figure out a location or a URL that was used to move the data. But sometimes we can't.
Right.
And you're just going by what you see in the image,
yeah.
background of the image, or what you see in the video, the background, where it was taken, trying to get an idea of, what hotel was it in? What
sure.
chain might
right.
have been
yeah.
The hotel used for the abuse, or was it in a certain community where you can identify that it was in Los Angeles or it was in Rochester or
right.
what have you? So it's heavy duty work that these folks do. And I'm honored to work with them every day. They really are amazingly talented people.
Now, the outreach, you guys, are you still going into the schools and in the clubs and stuff like that, the Boy Scouts, whoever? People can reach out to you guys and have you come do presentations for the children and for parents, right? If you want to learn more.
We did a little switch of our focus in outreach. We're still doing outreach.
Okay.
And we're still able to go to schools and do that local outreach. But we changed it a little bit because we wanted to reach more kids, right?
Uh-huh.
We only have a limited number of outreach
right.
staff in New York and even across the whole country. And we cover the whole country when it comes to outreach. So we started a program called Community Education Partners.
Okay.
And Community Education Partners are those organizations like Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Boys and Girls Clubs, after school programs, youth sporting organizations, where we partner with those youth
groups. Makes perfect sense, yeah.
We train them on our material because everything we have is free. And if you know how to use it a little bit, you can really help kids. And they're usually looking for good content, like after school programs. They're looking for things to do with the kids
right,
and make
right.
sure that the kids are safe and so on. So we decided to build community education partnerships and help us kind of magnify what we do by reaching a lot more kids through those other professionals that have regular contact with
right,
kids. Just
right.
like we educate teachers on how to salt and pepper our teachings into their curriculums, we do the same thing with after-school programs, Boys and Girls Clubs, and different community groups like that. So we've put a lot of effort into that, and it's worked out really well. It's been kind of a force multiplier
mm-hmm.
for us. So instead of one person going out and, maybe doing
half a dozen
programs.
Speaking to a class or an assembly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we still do that. We
right.
still do that, but we've pared that back a little bit and focused more on being able to get those community partners to help.
What if what should parents do if they want to learn more? They want to be up on everything so they know what to look for.
Oh, super easy. All they got to do is go to missingkids.org. And our website has become so rich with content. So you can learn about information related to missing kids cases, how to protect your kids from going missing. You can find out all the information about our exploited child division, how to report things as
mm-hmm.
they're happening
mm-hmm.
if you come across stuff online or if you see things happening with your kids. And then all of our outreach programs are right online as well. So our Kids Smarts program to help elementary school age kids from potential abduction and exploitation. And then our NetSmarts program, which is K through 12, all focused on online safety and how to keep kids safer in their electronic digital lives.
Right, right. Speaking of, remember when we used to do the cards, take the pictures of the cards and do the kids does any of that ever happen or is it all electronic too?
Yeah, basically it's all electronic at this point. There is some cardstock, some ink and paper IDs that you can still do, but most of the time everything is digital at this point. And it's just easier. And
sure.
you can store it, you can keep it on your phones. You can have digital pictures readily available, really good prints that you can store on your phones for your kids. and then give that information readily over to law enforcement when you need it.
What kind of numbers are we talking about? I mean, locally, I mean, we get the alerts on our phones.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, are we making any headway?
We are. Yeah. We're making tremendous headway. We've seen our numbers of missing kids go down every single year.
That's great.
Which is fantastic. Yeah, absolutely fantastic. And I love to see the reports from the Department of Criminal Justice Services in New York State when they come out every year, because I think it's probably for at least the last 7 years, the numbers of missing kids cases in New York State based on county have dropped
right.
every single year by significant numbers, like by thousands, which is really terrific. The numbers of kids being victimized online, as I mentioned a little earlier, has gone up.
But so, it's the reports, too. The numbers might have been the same the whole time, but maybe now that they're more of them are being reported.
That's
right?
True. Electronic service providers are they're big partners of ours when it comes to reporting content that they find online. So when they come across child sexual abuse material and videos and things like that of that nature, they will report that to us.
Does social media work with you guys too? Or
absolutely, yeah.
I mean,
Meta, Facebook, Instagram,
the place, right?
Absolutely, and that's where kids are. They're living their online lives.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And then you have, the same area where the predators are looking for them. So if you can create a web of safety around their social media platforms and around the way they communicate with people online, you have the best chance to protect kids. So some of this is grassroots educating kids on what to look for.
Right.
Put the right privacy settings into your phone, in the different apps that you're using. When someone approaches you, be suspicious. You know, you may not know who this person
Stranger
is.
Stranger danger.
Yeah, you got to identify who this is that you're talking to. The challenge that we see with some of those situations is that kids are, they're vulnerable, they're trusting. And that's what predators do. They take that trust.
They're looking for that friendship or whatever.
Yeah,
they're looking for
it. We have a really great new program that I want to share with you. One of the problems we've been running into is kids being extorted online. So an image of a child, maybe nude image or
the
something.
The AI stuff?
The AI stuff is really frightening.
Right.
The generative AI is something that we're keeping a really close eye on, because it's progressing so rapidly,
right?
And it's kind of out of control at this point. So we're trying to stay ahead of the game and see where it's going to be going. But basic stuff like kids taking a nude picture of themselves and sharing it with a boyfriend,
right,
and then
right.
having that information get out somewhere, a predator getting their hands on it and saying, you know, produce more of this for me, or I'm going to share it with your family, and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of extortion and sextortion, which can have devastating results. We've had kids take their own lives because of that. But we have a new platform called Take It Down. And Take It Down is a phenomenal new platform. We just launched it about a month ago. And it empowers teenagers, young adults, to use this platform to get images offline.
Really?
Which is so cool. And you don't have to share the image.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to give the image to the National Center. You're giving access just to that image on your phone or your computer. We put a digital fingerprint on it, and then we take that digital fingerprint and it gets pushed out to all the social media platforms that work with us.
And then they wipe it?
They wipe it. They take it down. It's
wow.
the coolest thing in the world.
That is so cool.
That's how crazy technology has advanced over the course of the last 5, 6, 7 years. And it's powerful. It's very, very powerful. So if you know what images, or in a video too, if you know what images out there, videos out there, go to missingkids.org, go to Take It Down within that website, and you can securely get that data fingerprinted for us, and then we'll get it out to the social media platform.
Wow.
Super powerful.
So this is all on missingkids.org.
Missingkids.org. Everything is at that center point. All of our statistics are on there, all of our impact, all of our resources for families. And because of the pandemic, we went bananas when it came to online trainings for law enforcement. So not only law enforcement, social service professionals, but moms and pops can get on here, and there's a section just for families to get.
You know, my son's a police officer, and that's the only thing that really bothers him is anything with kids.
Yeah,
it really does. So we're almost out of time here. So interesting, so many things. We got to have you back again soon. But let's talk about the ride Friday, June 9th. The ride for missing kids. Go to give.missingkids.org. The ride. Is that all correct?
That's it. You got it. Yep, June 9th. We're super pumped about it. It's later this year.
I was going to say, it's always in May. I could never do it the last bunch of years because of a lilac festival.
It's going to be toasty warm now. It's going to be easy for you to do it. It's going to be warm outside. We've got...
The Century Ride.
Century Ride.
That's 100 miles, everybody.
29 ride-by schools, which
nice.
Is awesome.
That's fun.
So just to fire them off for you, like... School 34, school 8, school 22, school 9, school 5, school 2, school 16, school 10, Paul Road, St. Pius, Florence Brasser, Chestnut Ridge, all the way out
when
to
When you
Hilton.
Pull into these schools on the bike, the kids are going nuts, too. It's so much fun.
It's going to be a blast because we're doing it like we used to. So last year was still a little hybrid.
Is it a full escorted ride?
Full blast.
If you've never been on a bike ride that's fully escorted, if you've done rides before, this is the way to do it.
Yeah.
Because... We blow through intersections and everything because we're escorted by the sheriff's department. And you just keep riding.
It's awesome. Yeah,
and then you stop at all these schools and you take a rest and you get a banana or whatever you
got
to do.
Yeah, you got it. Last year we did a hybrid. Uh-huh. We had kind of a center point at TSC, Total Sports Experience on the east side. And we did loops, which was great. But we couldn't really stop at the schools.
Right.
That was a challenge that we had. It wasn't like it was the pre-pandemic. So this year... Schools are wide open. We're in much better shape. So a lot of school ride-bys and school stops.
Is there the 100 ride, the century, and then is there a 50?
No, it's just 100.
Just 100 now. Yeah. Okay. All right.
It's just 100. But we'll take care of you. You know how
it's
that goes.
It's not that hard.
Yeah.
I used to barely train. I used to go out and do 20-mile rides because that's what it was usually. It was more like, four or five 20-mile rides because we stopped, took rests and stuff. It's a ride. It's not a race, everybody.
Right, exactly. 14-mile-an-hour average pace. And if you get tired, if you get crampy in any way, we got you covered.
Right,
We'll put you in a supporting gear vehicle.
Yeah.
We'll take you to the next stop. We'll hold on to your bike for you. We'll get you mounted up either at the next stop
The last ride I did a bunch of years ago, because I did like five in a row, and then the last ride... I got a flat tire and the last section.
Yeah.
And the guy's just like, get on the bus, because I had like 5 miles left to go. He goes, just get on the bus. I go, let's fix the tire. He goes, no, we're done. Don't worry about it. So I didn't finish that ride. I only went 94 miles or something like that.
There you go. We'll have you lapping around the parking lot if you want to do the full 100 way. But it's great. And we're excited to have it back. All five cities in upstate New York, Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Albany. And there's a virtual component that we threw on this year because we had folks from around the country that want to participate.
Sure.
We had Miles for Hope in place during the pandemic when we couldn't do the rides. And we have folks from all over the U.S. that still want to participate somehow. So they're jumping in as virtual riders.
Right.
And anybody that wants to jump in as a virtual can do that as well.
All right. Ride for Missing Children. It is missingkids.org. Everything you can find right there, right? Missingkids.org. All the information. That's some really cool stuff you guys got going on there. And keeping kids safe. That's what it's all about.
You got it.
Ed, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.